Hopefully you have understood something of what I read and have gotten the gist of that the Mass today is the Mass of St. Joseph, the most holy spouse of our Blessed Mother, the guardian of the Holy Family, the putative father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And of course, as you know, Wednesday of every week is dedicated to St. Joseph. And so today the opportunity arose to be able to celebrate his Mass. And so today we celebrate his Mass, which is the Mass that we celebrate also on March the 19th. If you care to look at the readings again, and the collects and so forth. But St. Joseph, after Mary, is the highest saint of the Church. So much so that he is the protector of Holy Mother, the Church. And even though it was something believed for centuries, it was Blessed Pius IX that proclaimed him the protector of Holy Mother, the Church, in the 19th century. In addition, he is the protector of many different individuals and religious orders and countries. Among them, St. Joseph is, after the Blessed Mother, the patron saint of Spain. And so, when the Feast of St. Joseph comes around, it's a very, very great celebration, even though usually it happens during Lent, sometimes during Easter time. But St. Joseph, there is made room in the liturgy and in the faith of the Church for him. There is not enough that we can say about St. Joseph. If you want to know something more about him, I suggest that you reread the litany of St. Joseph that tells of all the different things that he does and all the titles that Holy Mother the Church has given to him. But as one of my uncles used to say, what greater praise can there be, and what greater man can there be than the one that God chose to be the custodian of his son, and the custodian of the virginity of his mother. So that tells you everything. And so there are many, many things that we could say. Look at the litany of St. Joseph. And so today, on this day of the week dedicated to him, we pray to him and we ask him to bless us, to bless the Church, to bless the Holy Father, whose particular protector he also is, and to bless this parish where he has, at least since my coming here over 30 years ago, has been regarded in the highest of esteem, especially on Wednesdays of every week. St. Joseph, protector of the Holy Mother of God, putative father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, protect us, deliver us from all evil, from the devils and the demons that afflict us, from all illness, from sudden death, and help us to reach the desired goal where thou already art, which is heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.